Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile, and tonight we are speaking with Nailers forward Tyler Drevich. And Tyler, coming off of a real nice stretch on the road game there where you had 4 points in the last three games before the homestand got underway last night, and really kind of taking off offensively, career highs for you now in points. What have you noticed this year in year three that's helped you evolve so much from the first 2 years as a Nailer?
I think just confidence, honestly, just learning to do what I do best and trying to keep getting better in those skills while still, you know, perfecting the things I need to work on. And for me, it's just trying to do everything I can to help my team win. And, you know, the puck's been going my way a little bit right now. But at the end of the day, you know, whatever I can to help that team get 2 points is what I really matter about as far as points department. So, you know, last night was a tough one, but hoping to get back in the win column here tonight and, you know, doing whatever we can to help out.
Seems like every year you see a team, even if it's your own, that has somewhat of a different flavor to it. What's jumping out at you so far about this year's team that maybe is slightly different from last year, your rookie year?
I just think the excitement level with our group. I think, you know, no matter whether it's after a win or after a loss, the response from our group has been pretty solid, I'd say, throughout the year. We're still learning, I think. We have a young team that is still learning how to, you know, win games, especially at this level in this league, and how difficult it is within the division. But again, like I said, you know, whether it's a win or loss, coming in that, you know, guys are excited to come to the rink every day. There's that jolt of energy every time you come to the room that win or loss, guys are ready to battle the next day to turn the page and get the job done.
You guys have played a ton of close games this year. I think you're getting up to 20 games decided by a goal. Obviously, now the games are starting to get that much more magnitude in them. But what is it like to play in games where one bounce, one play can ultimately decide it?
I think it's very important for our group, to be completely honest with you, Deej. You know, in playoff hockey, you know, having a taste of that last year, you understand how close every game is. I think we had multiple games in overtime last year. Obviously, that game 7 going to OT in game 6. So I think having our young group go through these close games throughout a season is really going to help define, you know, what type of team we're going to be going into a playoff run. And, you know, if we're doing it all year round with these close games and whatnot, when it comes playoff time, it's a little bit ramped up, but the intensity is going to be about the same as far as scores and whatnot. So from our group, it's good to see that we're being resilient in certain situations and learning from our mistakes, hopefully, in the situations that we fall up short. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're leading everything up to a playoff run to try to get ready for the end of the season here. And like you said, these games are starting to get really important, so these are where the points are much needed.
One of the things that's carried over from last year's playoffs is you guys won 3 of your 4 games against Fort Wayne on the road, and record shows you guys have been better on the road than at home thus far this season. Is there something that you noticed that's letting you perform better on the road, and is there something in that you can translate and bring back to the home games with you?
Well, I just think it goes back to, you know, how strong our division is and how each team is difficult to beat. I think every barn, including ours, and all the way down to, you know, every team in our division, each barn has a unique style and you know, atmosphere that you got to deal with. So I think on the road we're doing a really good job at you know, feeding off those hostile environments and making it, you know, our own momentum and whatnot. And, you know, now just learning how to bring, you know, get involved with the crowd here at home and getting that involved. And, you know, anytime you come to the rink, you got to find a way to make your own energy. You can't rely on crowds or other teams to dictate that. So I think if we just keep finding ways to, you know, have fun and bring our energy and compete, you know, that's going to put us in a good spot moving down the stretch.
One of the biggest areas that you see energy tend to come from is leadership. And you just got Cam Housinger back earlier this week, but 3 of the other players who started this season with letters, 2 of them in the American Hockey League, Adam Smith goes to Europe. So how much of that falls on some of the rest of the team to really step up their game, especially from a leadership standpoint? And for you personally, now playing in your 3rd year here in Wheeling.
Yeah, you know, losing a guy like Smitty has been that's a tough hit, not to just our group, but to me personally. You know, he's been close friend of mine, and I wish him nothing but the best. And obviously, we always want to promote our guys, so seeing him move on and seeing guys like Joss and Haas and Manny and these other guys who are in the American League for majority of the year, that's what we're trying to get guys to do. Everyone wants to move up and make the National Hockey League, which is our goal. So going back on leadership, I think it falls on everybody. I think everyone in that room has worn a letter at some point in their career, and even if you haven't worn a letter, you don't need one to lead. I think, you know, some of our younger guys have started stepping up to have a voice and just even leading by example, stuff like that. So, you know, we've seen some good leadership qualities come out of different guys here the past couple weeks. So I think at the end of the day, we're a team on and off the ice. We're a team in that room. So it doesn't have to be a guy with a letter. It doesn't have to be an older guy. It could be a young guy. It could be anyone. But we need everyone to step up and bring the best they got.
I know you mentioned the frustration coming out of last night's game, but you looked the last 2 weeks very resilient, bounced back from Kalamazoo in Indy, bounced back against Kansas City. What leads to your guys' resiliency, and is there something that you guys can do so that you're not having to constantly answer the second one and you can get off to that first one in a good start?
Yeah, I think, for us, it's just finding ways to respond to different situations throughout a hockey game. Each game's different. So, for us, I think we've done a really good job at turning the page into the next game. And, the great thing about hockey is you don't have to wait a full week like football, right? So being able to turn the page after last night and come in with a fresh mindset to get ready for tonight, but also still lend that sting a little bit, a little chip on your shoulder. I think that's been a little bit part of our identity is, we felt a little embarrassed at home last night and we want to come out tonight flying and getting ready to go. I think down the stretch, we just got to, learn to play a full 60 at all times, because when it comes playoff time, that one game could kill you to get behind in a series. You want to stay ahead in the series. So, just, again, taking step by step throughout the year. We still have a lot of hockey left here and to climb our way into a playoff position and get some home ice. And, again, we're just working towards that playoff run for the first round coming down the stretch.
Finally, Pups and Pucks night. You guys had a chance to spend some time with the dogs last week. How much fun was that for you guys to kind of just be able to shut off the hockey world and just spend some time with the furry friends?
Oh, it's amazing. I think anytime you can just have a physical touch or even just hang around a couple dogs, it definitely brings your emotions up and your positivity up. So I think it was good for the guys. It's a long year. It's draining. It's a grind. So bringing in the pups and whatnot is always a good piggyback, and made me miss my dogs back home. And one of my dogs just is going through a lot right now, so this will be a big night for me. Just to I know my dog's not in the crowd, but I know she'll be watching at home on the couch with my family. So shout out to Sydney. I hope she's still kicking and still gets a little healthy here.
Well, I think that means that you need to score a goal for Sydney at home tonight. Tyler, I really appreciate a couple minutes of your time. Best of luck out there tonight.
Thanks, Deej. Appreciate it.
Nailers forward Tyler Jerovich, our Unified Bank profile tonight. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.